producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
Waging war on corruption.
She's changed the law.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. Folks, it's Alex Jones. I'm here. Thank you for joining us on Thanksgiving. And no, I'm not live, but I am recording this on the eve of Thanksgiving. We have some powerful rebroadcasts coming up. I'm going to tape some more in the next segment on some key issues. But Phyllis Schlafly about what the open borders is really all about. That was a powerful interview from a month ago. That's going to re-air. Then the Freeway Rick Ross interview is going to air. As of taping, Rick Ross, the rapper, one of the top rappers in the world, who has hundreds of millions of fans, the fake Rick Ross, has responded to Freeway Rick Ross. And that video that we shot with him has gotten millions of views and is on BET, CNN, you name it. So it shows how we're crashing through the lies and disinformation getting into pop culture that's normally the weapon system of the globalist, and trying to turn hip-hop that's turned into gangster rap into a tool to enlighten and awaken people to the New World Order to not be part of the thug culture. You see, I give thanks on Thanksgiving for all the great people that have stood up for liberty and freedom. And I give thanks for you, the listeners, and all that you've done. It's simply been humbling. I fight tyrants because they make me mad at a fundamental level, and my instinct is to resist them, just as you do as well. And so no matter whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, a Muslim, a Christian, or even an agnostic, if you don't want to be a slave, and if you want to be free, and if you like to see others succeed, and you're not a hater, then we're all brothers and sisters together. And that's really the unifying issue here. But they take our brotherly love, our sisterly love, that Bob Marley talked about, and they use that to get us to then do suicidal things like bring in unlimited illegals who are unskilled, who can be politically molded into socialists to complete our journey to slavery. So we have to have tough love as well and really know how the world works so that they don't use our good intentions against us, because it's really true. I used to hear the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I went, no, it's paved by evil people manipulating the gullible. But still, fundamentally, that statement's true as I've gotten older. It is paved. The truck of tyranny, the train of tyranny, and its camp followers rolls down the road, but it is paved with it's for the children. Or, oh, it's a social safety net. Or, oh, the banks will implode if we don't give them this bailout that was really a political takeover. The world is sophisticated. Tyranny and evil hides behind that sophistication. But there is a veil being lifted right now across the world. People really are waking up. So the globalists, the social engineers are moving into trying to hijack awakenings and turn them towards their own plan for world government, an autocratic, computerized, technological technocracy, or to quote Darth Vader, a technological terror that's been constructed to dehumanize. They're trying to sell the big plastic zeitgeist prison where the computers programmed by the globalists make all the decisions as the great equalizer into the future. And we'll all get our 200-square-foot prison dormitory homes and all be told what to eat and when to go to work and what we're going to be when we grow up. This is the end of free will. This is humans being turned into nothing but biological androids, as I've said so many times. And I stand for resisting that and believing in humanity and trying to build everyone up. So as the Democratic Party tries to fan the flames of the sad Ferguson Brown story to create a larger conflagration, it's important to realize that they have to divide us so they can conquer us. Does that mean the police state is a good thing? No, it's terrible. But just fighting with it won't defeat it. We have to reach out and point out the tyranny and talk about alternatives to it and come together That's how we'll really triumph, with a velvet revolution of ideas, not of guns. But we should have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves as a backup. We'll be back straight ahead with the...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for
rallying patriots worldwide. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Re-aired across fine stations throughout the United States, blasting out via the internet and global short wave to the rest of the planet. Well, we're going to have some rebroadcasts today here on Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us. Phyllis Schlafly's coming up on the open border invasion. We have the Rick Ross interview that 2 weeks after we did it live is an international news story from BET to CNN. We took over the Rick Ross meme of the top rapper that uses the real Rick Ross's name, and we're reaching out to the whole gangster hip-hop community, explaining to them how it's all a CIA psyop to create a thug culture, which we now see invading and taking over protest across the country, and the Democratic Party fanning the flames of that to create racial division to distract everybody from Obama's executive order operations. In fact, we played a clip yesterday on the show. Maybe we can cue it up right now, where we have Obama coming out, if you can, it doesn't matter, guys, coming out and saying, hey, don't heckle me, I changed the law to legalize illegals. But even that isn't enough. Well, you can't just change laws with executive orders. Congress makes the laws. What am I thankful for on Thanksgiving? the fact that I am on the air rallying patriots worldwide is very humbling. Know that I am very humble. I appreciate all of you. And we couldn't do it without all of you and the AM and FM affiliates and the sponsors and the good Lord above and my family and the incredible crew. So I just want to say great job to the crew, everybody in there, Richard, Nico, CJ, everybody behind the scenes that makes it all possible. There's no way to thank them all. I want to thank all of you out there for your prayers as well. And I want to give something back. I mean, really, it's kind of a paradox because you're giving to us to help fund the operation. But it's a win-win-win because you also get high-quality products. We ran a special yesterday, and it's almost sold out of the remaining colloidal silver bullet, where you can get four bottles with 20% off, and you can get free shipping on that and a free bottle. Yeah, free bottle, free shipping, and 20% off the four bottles to begin with. And then on top of that, a single bottle is 20% off and free shipping. Unprecedented special. That's still running. We're running a ProPure special today on the high-quality gravity-fed water filters. Now, get this. For 24 hours only, that's all we can get authorization from the manufacturer, 50% off all new ProPure Prepper series. 50% off InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. There's a bunch of other specials up there. We've never had specials anywhere near this. It's our thanks to you on Thanksgiving. Here is Phyllis Schlafly on this holiday. But at the top, these are not leftists. These are deranged control freaks, more akin to what you saw in the French Revolution. The only behavior I've seen like this is in the French Revolution. If you study the degeneracy of the Jacobins and others, I don't want to go into a history lesson here. Phyllis Schlafly joins us. Thank you so much. I know you want to get into 2014 elections, what you think that really signified, the landscape. Is it a big political realignment? I certainly think so. Can we defeat the establishment Republicans that will try to play ball with the same crony capitalist? Looking forward at 2016, what do you see in your crystal ball? We'll discuss it all today and the republishing of your book, Phyllis. But first off, we commend your 55 years of work for liberty. And we'd like to get your take on my little rant discussing the arrogance that we're seeing out of the so-called left right now. How would you characterize the mental state of these people?
Well, thank you for all the kind words you said, Alex. It's good to be on with you. And you are right, and they deserve a rant because they have really brought this country down the wrong path, and the majority of Americans admitted we're going in the wrong way. And I think what they really want is power and money, our money. And they want to make sure that the government has control and make the decisions for us. When I grew up, I guess it was years before you grew up, but we had a country of middle-class families who had intact nuclear families. That is, the mother and father were married to each other and raising their own children in one household. And now that's just the minority of people in our country. But the nuclear family was a self-contained economic unit. They spent their own money, made their own decisions, decided how they were going to raise their children. And now we don't have that anymore. And you find the liberals who want to give us government control of everything. You know, this speech that Obama made up in Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago, which he said, we just shouldn't allow women to have the choice, he used the word choice, of taking care of their own children or being in the workforce, because we want them to be in the workforce so they pay more taxes so we can provide them with government child care and raise their children.
And so first they sell the idea that a woman's not worthy if she doesn't have some job paying all these taxes. And great, a woman wants a career, go be a constitutional lawyer, change the world like you've done, more power to them. If a man wants to stay home with the kids, more power to him, or wants to go out and, you know, work in a factory or build a factory. I mean, that's free will. But the demonization of a maternal role, and then now saying women just shouldn't have the choice, they should be made to go out into the system and let the state raise the children. That's what MSNBC has been saying in promos now for 2 years. Every week, promos they're saying your kids belong to the state. They're really coming out of the closet, aren't they?
They certainly are. And, of course, when you go in the workforce, you're going to pay taxes, and that's going to give these bureaucrats more of your money to spend and tell you how to spend it.
Here's Melissa Harris-Perry in an MSNBC promo saying that we got to get past the idea that your kids belong to you.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Well, that's real straight left-wing heresy, yes. It's just absolutely wrong. Everything we know means children do better when they're raised by their own parents. In fact, you know, we poured all this money into public schools in an attempt to close the gap. Those are the magic words between the high-achieving and the low-achieving students. And they used to think the real cause of the gap was poverty. And now recent research shows it's really not poverty. It's whether or not the kids are raised by their own mother and father. And those who are going to do better in school.
And, of course, they knew that in the social engineering, and that's why they've worked as hard as they can to break up the family. They know full well what they're doing. It's premeditated. What do you make of more and more Democrats and leftists coming out and admitting they lie and admitting they deceive and admitting they want to wreck the economy so they can be in control? I mean, for me, that is criminal fraud to have people involved in Obamacare coming out and saying, we lied to Congress, we lied to the public. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Well, you know, this case that the Supreme Court has just taken, it's really pretty funny. It's about Obamacare. And when the Obamacare said that you only got the subsidies if your exchange was set up by the state, the words are very clear. They're not equivocal at all. And they want people to... But most of the states didn't sign up for it. And so the people want to get the subsidies anyway. And they're trying to get the Supreme Court to rewrite the legislation. Now, our Constitution says all legislative powers in the Congress. It's very clear. There's nothing equivocal about it. And the Supreme Court is going to take that case. And the question is, are they going to stick to the way it was written or are they going to rewrite it?
Well, there's a real power struggle in American intelligentsia and the elites itself. For so long, the Republican blue bloods have worked with the left in this radical transformation. Now that we see that it's designed to wreck the country and fold us into global government, a lot of elites who aren't completely criminal are now trying to put the brakes on things. I know you have a lot of high-level contacts inside the system. Do you think that's an accurate statement that there is a serious re-looking at things inside of the establishment and that a lot of people are realizing that we better turn back now?
Well, I don't see much evidence that it's the establishment, the big boys, the Chamber of Commerce types, who are rethinking it because they like it when we bring in cheap labor so they can raise their stock price value can go up. But I think the American people are catching on that most of the people who are coming in are willing to work for lower wages. And they were asking me to comment on these states that passed the minimum wage law in the other day. But it's not the actual amount of the wage that is attracting them. These people who come in are working, are willing to work for much lower than the minimum wage.
And they genuinely also get welfare on the side as a supplement.
Yes, they certainly do. That's right. And so I think the American people are waking up. And the big question now is, are we going to let Obama get by with his executive amnesty, which is he wants to bring in more cheap labor. And, of course, he's bringing in all these diseases. We've got the children dying with this new kind of a TB disease that's being brought in by these unaccompanied minors who are coming in and trying to go into our schools. And
our children are being sacrificed, regardless of what color, on the altar of globalism. That's why they couldn't control the borders or planes with Ebola, because they don't want to ever send the message that having a border might be something you might want to have. Phyllis Schlafly, stay there. We're going to come back, and I want to get into 2014. How big of a wake-up was it? 2016, Obama's executive power grab. Will the Republican establishment try to block it? But I want to agree with you. It's the grassroots that's waking up. not even so much the elite, but I am seeing a lot of signs that there are a lot of people in the establishment that do see now that we're coming to the end of the road and that globalism is not really a good idea. And so they may want to change sides, basically, right here at the end, so they don't get the blame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board, while supplies last, and to help everyone stock up before the next shortage. When you buy 4 bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the 5th one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Phyllis Schlafly is our guest today for the rest of the hour. I am your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. So I want to just give her the floor right now to get into her view on 2014 election. What does it really mean? What does she see looking forward into 2016? What are the big issues, Phyllis?
Well, the big issue in the 2014 election was the Republicans getting control of the Senate so they can stop Obama from putting any other judge on the Supreme Court. If he put one more justice on the Supreme Court, I think he would rule this country for the next 30 years. And I believe that the Republicans should make a decision that they are not going to confirm any more judges appointed by Obama, because he's already done quite an effective job of packing the federal court system with left-wing judges.
Sure. Shouldn't they block his the people he wants for the attorney general?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they have, they ought to have some fight in them. If people spoke, and they should carry out the wish of this people. Obama said his policies were all on the ballot, and okay, we'll accept that. They were, and the people rejected them.
That's right. The Democrats and Obama said this was basically a referendum. It was a major political realignment. I mean, the Democrats haven't been this weak since 1920. I mean, this really is a sign that they're in trouble.
It certainly is, and so it's a good omen for 2 years from now. And I hope that the Republicans can stay on the ball and be a fighter. Let's not have any of this talk about bipartisanship and trying to make a deal with them. Use our majority and restore some constitutional rules. The idea of letting Obama make new laws with executive amnesty and executive action is just unacceptable in a free country.
What's going to happen if Boehner and McConnell ride herd on the good Republicans? There's a lot of good ones in there. And they don't repeal Obamacare, or they let Obama sign a bunch of executive orders. What's the word you're getting? Are they planning to slap him down? Because Obama seems belligerent. He says he's going forward.
Yes, he is. And he seems to think that he's some kind of a king who can do whatever he wants. And they shouldn't let him get by with it. Of course, Congress has control of the money, and when he said he won't close our borders to people with Ebola, he wants $6 billion so he can set up a plan to stop Ebola in West Africa. Now, we didn't elect him for that, and Congress holds the purse strings. They shouldn't give him the money.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't make sense. And now one of the big issues that the Republicans are playing coy about is this giving Obama fast track. Now, that's giving him power that they never gave to Clinton or Bush or any of the previous presidents, which means that he can go make a trade agreement in secret without consulting anybody, with bypassing Congress, and just make it. And it becomes a treaty with all the advantages and constitutional protection of a treaty.
And, of course, that's that Pacific Trade Partnership that's got 30 parts. Only one part's been leaked, and it gives control of the Internet over to the UN, basically. This is dictatorship by shadowy boards. And, yeah, the Republicans are talking about handing that to him when he's just been given a mandate to do nothing.
Well, we shouldn't let him do it. We should kick up a fuss, and I'm sorry, we've got to... well, now listen, Alex, you know that the big fight is within the Republican Party.
Oh, yes.
It's between the establishment, the people who like to think they're the kingmakers of our land, and the grassroots. And that's why people need to read my new book, A Choice Not an Echo, because that tells you about all the shady deals and shenanigans that they pulled in the past to give us this series of losers. We used to call them Me Too candidates. Whatever the Democrats said, the Republican candidate would say Me Too.
That's right, and it's an updated and expanded 50th anniversary issue.
It brings it up to date.
Tell us about the book before we go to break.
Well, the original book I published in 1964, and of course I couldn't get any publishers, so I did it myself, and sold 3 million copies out of my garage. And that is what created the conservative movement, because it told people that we had a real conservativist support, Barry Goldwater, and we could do it. And we did nominate him in the convention despite everything. And then, of course, the big boys smashed him in the general election. But we got our reward a few years later when we elected Ronald Reagan. And if we hadn't created the conservative movement with the Choice Not an Echo in 1964, we wouldn't have gotten Ronald Reagan as the greatest president
of
the 20th century in 1980.
Phyllis, stay there. This is so important, folks. What one lady did with a book, changing history. You could change history, too. Stay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It was Barry Goldwater who almost became president, but they ran TV ads saying there'd be nuclear war, we'd all die if he got elected. The Trilateralist Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for the multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateralist Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. They've got most of the churches. They've got things by the Federal Reserve. They've got the Democratic Party and most of the Republicans. They've taken control of the universities. That's from his book, from U.S. Senator from Arizona, Barry Goldwater, with no apologies. And I know folks that knew Barry Goldwater, just of course Phyllis Schlafly knew him well. What a great guy. How wonderful it would have been to have him as president. Reagan had great rhetoric about how, you know, you did build your business and freedom's great and everything else. Politics got away from him in the Congress, and some bad things happened. Some things I disagree with under Reagan, and Ron Paul criticized those as well. But compare Ronald Reagan to Obama, who says you didn't build your business, and Hillary came out and said businesses don't hire people. There's a war against reality. We're going to talk to her and walk through this new edition of her book because it's very exciting, and I want to hear some of these stories. Then we're going to open the phones up for your quick question or comment, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, for Phyllis Schlafly. The toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Questions or comments for Phyllis Schlafly. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Before we go any further, we've got a whole bunch of new shirts made in America. The fabric, they're printed in America. Everything, the cotton's grown in America, have come in at madein1776.com. Now, I'm wearing right now one of the first that came out last year when we launched the Made in 1776 line. This is the Join or Die shirt, one of my favorites. But we've got some of the new ones in, the camo, Molon, Labe, and others. And we've got the 50 caliber 1776 bottle breachers that just won Shark Tank last week. We're going to get those one of those Navy SEALs that owns the company on in the next few days. And the point is, we know stuff that's interesting. We've got some new belt buckles coming in that are Molon Labe that will sell out quickly, that are made in America. And all of this funds the InfoWars operation. We're not like MSNBC. They got stimulus money or NPR that gets $400 million of taxpayer money every year. We are funded by folks buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com or the great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsStore.com takes you to a directory of all those sites and shopping carts. It's basically like a whole shopping center right there. But when you buy the products from us, it funds the operation. You're shopping with the good guys. On top of it, the proprietary supplements like DNA Force, Survival Shield, X2, Oxy Powder, all of it is proprietary to the site and to our developer, Dr. Group. And you've heard the incredible reviews out there. So InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the good news. The products are very popular. Here's the bad news. We are about to sell out of Survival Shield. We are about to sell out of Lung Cleanse. We are about to sell out of DNA Force, Oxy Powder, Super Mel Vitality, basically everything. Right as more colloidal silver is set to come in next week, and right as one of our new products is set to come in next week, we actually have some of it in, but not enough to even offer it. So if you want any of these products, InfoWarsLife.com. Also recommend the great longevity line of products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, the Alex Pack, all of it at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can find links there at InfoWarsStore.com as well, or 888-253-3139. You can call, ask about any specials, and our great crew will answer your questions. I want to thank you all for your support. Going back to Phyllis Schlafly, of course, of the Eagle Forum. Phyllis, talk about some of the history. Talk about Barry Goldwater. Talk about the new edition of your book and why it's so important for people to get it.
Well, when I brought out A Choice Not an Echo, it had this enormous sale. And what it did was to inspire people to believe that the grassroots could win against the establishment and nominate a real conservative. Now, let me remind you that in that time period, presidents were supposed to come from New York, Pennsylvania, or Ohio, and Barry Goldwater was from Arizona. I didn't know anybody who had ever been to Arizona. There was no baseball team that was farther west or south than St. Louis. It was so far away and so distant, and yet we picked him, and we made speeches. I made speeches all over the country for him, and it did get him nominated. Of course, they clobbered him in the election, but we stayed together as the grassroots conservative. And then came Ronald Reagan, and we got him elected, and he had two wonderful presidencies, not perfect, but certainly better than anything the Democrats had to offer. And then they kind of disintegrated after that, and we had people who pretended to be conservatives who really weren't. And we've got to revive them. And that's why I come out with my 50th anniversary edition of A Choice, Not an Echo. Now, it's not a rewrite of the original. The original's in there just as I wrote it in 64. But what I do is to bring it up to date with the shenanigans and the behind-the-closed-door deals that were made in all the Republican National Conventions after 1964. Brings it right up to date. And I'm telling listeners, you can't be a player in the presidential election next year unless you know the history, unless you know what's in the past. Because we want to pick somebody who's picked by the grassroots. We don't want somebody who wants to bring in all this cheap labor and export our good jobs abroad to cheap labor countries. And so it's a big challenge, but you need to know the history in order to get going in the battle.
I agree. Phyllis, the founder of the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, is our guest. I want to bring up some inside baseball stories here. I've been told by high-level folks that at the nomination process for the 1980 election, and I've seen the speeches and seen video clips where Ronald Reagan was criticizing George Herbert Walker Bush and saying he's a trilateralist, he's a globalist, basically going with a Barry Goldwater line of reality, and that he was taken behind closed doors and said, we're not going to back you if you don't put Bush in here, who was a Rockefeller East Coast Republican. And then you have the Clinton dynasty and the Bushes working together. I was always told at the time that Bush had basically fallen down on the election so Clinton could get in. Now they call him another son. That's basically been admitted. Now we're back to more Clinton and Bush dynasties.
Well, let me say, Alex, the story of what they tried to do to Reagan when they realized he was going to be nominated is told in my new book, A Choice, Not an Echo. And it's quite a behind-the-scenes story. What they tried to do was to make Gerald Ford co-president. And when Dan Rather accosted me on the floor of the convention, he said, what do you think about this, Mrs. Schlafly? And I said, well, it's completely unconstitutional. You want to give the vice president control of the budget, the money, our sovereignty issues, our tax issues, and leave President Reagan was nothing but the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Well, let's stop right there. This is such a big deal. You're confirming what I was told when I was, you know, a kid, and then when I've talked to high-level Republicans that were there. You were there on record on national television. You were behind the scenes. The establishment was so afraid of Reagan that they were trying to get him to agree to be a titular head and try to change the Constitution illegally inside the party. Break down exactly what happened. It's sensational.
Well, I tell a story at my new edition of A Choice, Not an Echo. But they wanted to give all the real power to the vice president, who would be Gerald Ford. And the reason they wanted Gerald Ford was that he was the man who took his orders from Henry Kissinger. And they thought that that would enable them to run the country even if Reagan were elected president. And that is why Reagan was pounded so heavily by them that he called George Bush at 11:25 that night, and I was there in the convention hall, at 11:25 and said, get on over here. Bush was already in his pajamas. He had given up any hope of being on the ticket. And Reagan brought him over and introduced Bush because he was afraid he couldn't get through the night. You know, Walter Cronkite from his skybox had already announced that Gerald Ford was going to be the co-president and have the real power.
So the elites were just struggling to get their people in, and so George Herbert Walker Bush was seen as a better person for him to choose than Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah. Bush, sure. But yeah, the first George Bush was the choice of the establishment, no question about that, and the grassroots were for Ronald Reagan. And then we had enough delegates to nominate Reagan, but the establishment, the so-called kingmakers, cooked up this deal by which they thought they could take the power away from the president and give it to a vice president they could control.
It's amazing, though. So we learned that Ronald Reagan really was anti-New World Order, anti-globalist.
Sure.
But then he gets shot. And then he goes in for treatment and comes back out. I mean, I know you were in both administrations. What can you say about what happened inside of those administrations?
Well, Reagan wasn't perfect, but he certainly was better than anybody else in sight. And he was the choice of the grassroots, and he did not turn over all his power to Ford or anybody else. And yes, he made a number of mistakes that we could discuss. But however, on balance, he was the best president we had.
You're saying, bottom line, he was a good guy that loved this country.
He did. He did.
That's a big difference from Obama, who obviously wants to destroy it.
Well, he obviously doesn't love this country. He doesn't want to think we're better than anybody else. And of course, we are. That's why everybody in the world wants to come here.
Well, our ideals were better, and we certainly were exceptional. Now we're an exceptional paradox of just horrible socialists and crony capitalists, and then all the other free market folks making this country go. Why do you think the Democrats are so arrogant now and admit they're lying and admit they want to wreck the economy and saying you didn't build your business? I mean, that's a way to discredit themselves. Are they that disconnected?
Well, they have a lot of rich people, and they've always had more money than the grassroots movement.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're doing a bit of gloating, but they simply want to continue to control things. They always have. And I'm telling the people listening to this program, we beat them in 1964 when we nominated Goldwater, and we beat them in 1980 and 84 when we nominated Ronald Reagan, and we can do it again if you'll get with it. Read my book so you know the shenanigans they pulled before, and we won't let them get by with giving us another loser for president this time.
Well, I've never seen the establishment this scared, and I've gone back to the history.
And
I want to see if you concur with that. They are really scared of the Tea Party insurrection taking over the Republicans. They are absolutely lining up against it. But I'm seeing a lot of good signs of major talk show hosts realizing that and now saying that. And what do you expect them to pull now to try to get a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush over a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz? What do you expect them to pull, A, and then B, as probably the top expert on the inside stuff that goes on, you know, seeing it for 50 years, Phyllis Schlafly joins us, head of the Eagle Forum. Who would you like to see as president?
Well, I'm not picking my guy at the present time, but I can tell you it's pretty clear that their number one guy is Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
You know, they believe in the British system of primogeniture. They want to take the next one in line. And because the next one in line has been one loser after another, I don't believe the American people are willing to elect another Bush.
Yeah, we rejected royalty in 1776.
We did. And but the grassroots can do it. So get on out, join, and realize that the fight is in the Republican Party. That's where the important fight is. Now, we lost several good candidates, including my own candidate for state rep, by the Libertarian votes that took more than his margin by which he lost. And maybe you wish we had many parties like other countries do. I don't wish that, but some people may.
Yeah.
But we have a two-party system. And as
well,
Rumsfeld once said, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you wish you had.
Well, I agree. I vote Libertarian when both candidates are bad, but I said in this election, if there's a Tea Party patriot running against a Democrat, and even if they're not perfect, you got to vote for them because this is a referendum on tyranny. We have to bring them down. We have to bloody their nose. We have to make them pay. We've got to take over.
We did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
We did a pretty good job. I was really proud of it. We didn't get everybody, but we got an awful lot and a lot more than they expect us to get.
Well, Phyllis, it's just amazing. I want to have you back on again soon just to talk about the book for a full hour. I want to go to a few phone calls.
Yes, because I've got so many good inside stories, and it's up to date, and you've got to have the ammo if you're going to go to battle.
Wow. It's,
and the ammo is A Choice Not an Echo, new 50th anniversary edition.
Well, I want to talk to the publisher and maybe carry it at the InfoWars store as well. I can't wait to read it. I mean, I read the original book, but I haven't. That was like 15 years ago. I want to read this updated, expanded version. Phyllis Schlafly's our guest. I want to go to a few phone calls here when we come back from break, but maybe we'll skip this network break for time. But, Phyllis, anything else you'd like to add to the viewers and listeners out there?
Well, what's in the book is the inside story, like that 1980 behind-the-scenes story of what they tried to do with Reagan is just simply incredible. And it shows you how these people operate. And they've got the power and the clout, and they do a lot. But I think people are waking up to that. You know, at the present time, what they're trying to do is to give Obama more power than the previous presidents ever had. They want to give him fast track so he can make any deal with foreign countries and not even let Congress know. Make a deal and make it into the law. It's called fast track. Why would we give him any more power? It blows my mind.
That's right. And in fact, I've seen some Rand Paul statements that where he's like, we need to get trade done. And he needs to clarify that because that's what the other Republicans are saying. It means give him the power. He's been given a mandate to be indicted, to be impeached, not a mandate to expand power. The mandate is repeal Obamacare. Phyllis Schlafly, what's going to happen if the neocons and rhinos are able to suppress the liberty movement in the Republican Party, and if they don't repeal Obamacare, if they don't shut the president down, if they let him shut down more power plants, if they let him have executive amnesty, I mean, if they do that, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm making up my mind that's not going to happen. And we've got to educate the grassroots and tell them if they have the power, if they will only use it. That's what we're up against today, because a lot of people, you realize that not many people can remember 1964 now. And we need to tell them that we are a country of we the people.
Well, I'll say this about Barry Goldwater. I mean, nobody was talking about New World Order and trilateral commissions and, you know, just all this stuff back when he was. He was doing it when it was like speaking Martian because he really cared and was warning people. He was being the opposite of a politician. He was being a statesman and studying the two. Though Reagan was probably more well-spoken and maybe better-looking, Barry Goldwater would have been an incredible president.
Yes, he was an authentic conservative, and that's what we want. Somebody who really cares about this country and believes our country should be the best and the biggest. One of the things that I have been responsible for repeatedly putting in the Republican policy platform adopted at the Republican convention is that we need military superiority. It's not enough to be just strong. We've got to be the biggest and the best. And that's the best key to peace for ourselves and for everybody else.
Well, it would be if we didn't have neocons and Obama launching all these wars. That's why people want to cut the military. My concern is they're trying to twist the military into a domestic force with all those memos to go after the Tea Party. Do you find that chilling?
Yes, and I also find it chilling that they're putting women in combat. I don't have any respect for the military who send women into combat. It's kind of like if you hear a noise in your house in the middle of the night, and the husband turns over and says, honey, you go on downstairs and see what's that going on.
Well, it's a war on reality. I mean, men can't make babies, and men are ugly, and women look good. I mean, there are differences.
The job of the men is to protect their family.
Exactly. It's men's job to, I mean, men, at least the men I know, want to protect their family.
Sure they do. That's why recent figures show that men who have children earn more money than men who don't. Well, that's just because they work harder. They've got a motive.
Well, the minute my wife had our first child, my son, it just clicked. Everything in me. I suddenly wanted to be more successful, wanted to work harder, grew up a lot, and it's biological.
Yes, and we need to encourage that. And, of course, you're fighting the feminists, but you need to read my other book, Who Killed the American Family, and you'll see the damage that the feminists did.
I have read that book. I want to have you back on in a few weeks, if you'll do it, just on that book as well. Phyllis Schlafly's our guest. Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Phyllis, you are God sent. I went to a program the other evening where John Danforth was the speaker. I know you know John probably very well.
Yeah.
I'd like you to speak about him a little bit, but let me just tell you one thing that he said that was very disturbing to me. He told me point blank that his wife campaigned and raised funds for Mark Pryor in Arkansas. If that is going on, Republican to Democrat, something is grossly wrong in this country, and I'd like you to address what you believe that Mr. Danforth's position really is on the Republican Party and conservatism in general.
Well, it's not surprising because we in Missouri, I live in Missouri, consider him part of the establishment crowd. And this fight we've been talking about in the National Republican Party between the establishment and the grassroots goes on in the different states. And in Missouri, Danforth is definitely in the establishment crowd. Now, I'm happy to tell you that in the last election for Missouri State Chairman, we elected a grassrooter. We elected a real conservative. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Missouri has a pretty slick system for electing the state chairman. It's kind of like the way they elect the Pope. They had a secret ballot, and somebody counts the ballots, and Ed Martin won by about 3 or 4 votes, and then they immediately take the ballots out and burn them. That's the way the Pope, they do for the Pope, you know, and the smoke goes up, and then the people know there's been a new Pope. Well, anyway, we got a conservative, a non-establishment guy, and you can do that in your state and get your grassrooters elected as delegates to the Republican National Convention.
Very exciting. We're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Randy. I'll see if Phyllis can do 5 more into overdrive. Paul Watson's coming, well, not overdrive, into the next hour. I got Paul Watson coming on with huge breaking news, but I'm trying to get as many of these calls as possible. I think the Democrats have jumped the shark in that they just openly say we're criminals, we're liars, ah, ha, ha. I believe they've gone insane like Nero, and we've got a real chance to beat them now, folks. They've had so much power that they've acted like lunatics, and the Republicans that have worked with them are going to be exposed. If we take this initiative, I believe we can take the country back. Phyllis, what do you say to that?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do believe. And not only that, we must. Our future depends on it.
Let's go ahead.
Go to my website, eaglefarm.org.
Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was a pleasure listening to you. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
I was a fan of Reagan when I found out that he tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And I think that's why they tried to murder him, you know?
And the IRS. Yep.
Yeah, and the IRS. And also, as far as, you know, businesses creating jobs, the one thing that I think about is the public. You know, their demand for a product, and then the banks allowing the public to get money in order to make these products and actually start entrepreneurship. And that doesn't happen. And, you know, that's the biggest enemy we have are the banks. And, you know,
well, the central banks that are waging war on the regular banks, I agree with you. Phyllis, who is the biggest enemy in corporate America? That I mean, you mentioned Chamber of Commerce, all these groups. The unions vote for open borders. They vote for NAFTA and GATT. I mean, it's just all these special interests are controlled by who?
Well, I don't know that they're all controlled by anybody, but we certainly, all these groups are pushing for open borders, and we shouldn't let them get by with it because the majority of people don't want that. And what they just want is the cheap labor. That's what it's for. And we should reform the laws that are encouraging businesses to send their good jobs overseas. It's just awful. Free trade is such a deceit.
Yeah, because they write it one-sided. I've got a little 5-minute segment here coming up in about a minute at the break. Can you do it? If you can, I've got one more question.
No, I have to go. I have another.
I understand. I know you're a hard worker. Well, then here's my question. We'll have to take calls another time. Can't feminists now see that what they were sold as feminism doesn't empower women and has actually really screwed up women's position and everybody's position? I mean, isn't feminism in trouble?
Feminism is in big trouble, but we can discuss that the next time I come on your show.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Phyllis Schlafly.
Okay. Bye, Alex.
All right. Very interesting lady, folks. I'm telling you, she really is at the heart of what you see with the Tea Party, Liberty Movement, you name it today, battling the Republican Rockefeller Blue Bloods. And, I mean, they would have totally taken over if it wasn't for folks like her. All right. I'm going to go to a few of your calls and miss talking to her when we come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.